everybody. Welcome to Unleashed and Unhinged. The story of our life.
The crazy life we live.
Yeah, we are so excited to be launching this podcast. This is, how long have I been talking about this?
You've probably been talking about this for over a year.
Yeah.
You wanted to do it.
It's been a while, but I'm glad we finally got everything up and running. We got the boys here with us and we're super excited. We have a lot to talk about. We just want to give a little intro. We'll introduce ourselves, our family, go into a little bit about why we wanted to start this podcast, and then what you can expect from this podcast. What can you expect from us besides actual chaos?
Literally chaos.
Literal chaos. If Blue throws a tantrum during this, I'm very sorry.
He's unpredictable. Yes, you.
All right, well, we can introduce ourselves and our family. Mm-hmm. My name is Emma Moriarty.
I'm Corey Moriarty.
And we are married a little over a year now.
Yeah, almost a year and a half in December.
Yeah, it's been, went by so fast.
We've been all over the place.
We have.
A lot of moving.
Blue. And we will tell you a little bit about our little but big family. We've got four pets. We've got our oldest, Blue, who's a six-year-old Siberian Husky, and his personality is insane. He's just crazy all the time. We've got our four-year-old Siberian Husky, Titan, who's stubborn, but the cutest thing on earth, and it's impossible to say no to him.
The calm one.
Debatable.
the calm one.
And then we've got our puppy Maverick, our little baby, our 8-month-old baby Maverick. And then we've also got our one-year-old Storm.
Don't forget about
her
queen.
Cat. We say the dogs rule the house, but we're going to be honest. Storm rules this house.
She is the queen.
She is definitely the queen.
What Storm says, you do.
Yes, that is. That
Blue
is
likes
great.
To think what he says goes, but Storm's the ultimate queen.
Let's be honest, didn't she use you as like...
She did. We were sitting there working today and her food's up on the counter and she decided that the chair wasn't good enough to get her on the counter. So she climbed up my arm.
You're basically her like human scratching post cat tree.
I might have to build her one so she stops using
me.
Yeah,
you are. But we'll get a little bit into why we started this podcast. So we started content creating, like really when we got Blue about 5.5 years ago, but we didn't really get serious into it until about like two and a half years ago.
About 2 years, yeah.
And we, you know, we just spent the last 2 years building a community. You know, aside from creating really fun content, we wanted to build a community of people who are pet lovers, dog lovers, spare human lovers. Everybody who
can't
like,
forget about the spare human.
No, we
thanks
can't.
For the love.
Yes. And we have gotten so many questions over the years about, you know, Corey and I both work full-time jobs. So we are balancing everything all the time. Mm-hmm. And people always ask us, you know, how do you manage it? You know, now we're starting a podcast and how do we balance everything?
It's never ending.
And I'd like to say we don't really balance everything because it's really hard. But we're always asked, you know, how do we do it? Because there's a lot of content creators that do this full time. And then there's a lot of people who work full time who want to get into content creation. And they have no idea where to start or kind of what it looks like to balance both. And not to say we do it extremely successfully all the time because we have our moments. But we like to say we've found our balance. Mm-hmm. And we get a lot of questions, too, about how content creation has impacted our marriage too. You know, we work together, we live together, we do everything mm-hmm. together. And what does that look like for our marriage and our relationship? Because we are literally not apart for more than like...
No, we're not. And we say we like to thrive in chaos. It is chaos. It's
chaos.
As soon as you wake up to the minute you go to sleep, it's always either you're working your 9-to-5 or you're doing stuff with the dogs, but it's nonstop, and you got to find the balance. There's always something going on.
Yeah, and we get a lot of questions, and we want to be a resource for people. We want to help people out and be able to hopefully offer some advice, whether it's sound or not. We'd like to offer some advice to people, and hopefully, you know, there's a takeaway for some. If, you know, maybe we're not the only people out there that are going through the same thing. You know, we talk about this, and we're like, is there anyone else out there that has the same situation as us? Maybe not the exact same situation, but is, you know, balancing a lot of things at once mm-hmm. or, you know, has a lot going on with their partner. So that's one of the reasons we started this. And then kind of what to expect from this podcast.
A lot.
You can expect.
There's a lot of different things to expect.
You can expect unhinged moments. Mm-hmm. You can expect chaos. But really what you can expect is we really want to kind of start out by, you know, every episode we want to kind of just kick things off with, you know, how we're doing, a little bit of update on our lives, because I can guarantee you every single day there's something else that's happening in our lives.
Yeah. Just what's going on through the week, any new projects we're kind of look at, any trips, kind of fun ideas we're throwing out there. What's going on with the boys?
The boys are 90% of what we do, so it'll mostly be updates on them. But, you know, our updates too. And and then we want to get into kind of a deeper topic. So every week we're going to pick a topic to talk about, whether it's, again, balancing, you know, content creation and job, whether it's, you know, what our career paths have looked like, you know, what does it mean having four animals and balancing a relationship? Because the truth is it does get in the way sometimes.
Yeah. And hopefully we can be relatable.
And then we want to get into our one of our most fun topics, which is our bucket list.
Yes, the bucket list.
You want to tell everyone how we got into the bucket list?
We were just brainstorming one day. We're like, how can we be different? How can we have fun with the dogs? Blue 6, Titans 4. And we're like, how can we make the most of their lives and our lives at the same time? Being so busy, we want to do things kind of outside the box. So we were like, what if we start a bucket list? So we started writing down some things that other people could do with their dogs, not these crazy elaborate things that a lot of people can't do.
Yeah, we want to make sure that, you know, our bucket list is attainable, at least for the most part, because not everything's going to be attainable. You know, not everybody has the means to do everything on the bucket list, but we hope that you can at least take inspiration from it. Really just to get out with your dog, find some new activities, do something fun, because there was a quote somebody said, and I don't know who said it, but it's like, a dog is just part of your life, but you are like the whole of your dog's life. So you have to remember every single day your dog looks forward to spending time with you. So whether it's, you know, going to get them a pup cup or something, like what's something special you can do for your dog, knowing that, you know, their lives feel so much shorter than they, you know, unfortunately should be.
Yeah. And it can be very simple. Like you said, going to get a pup cup or like taking them for their favorite spot.
Yeah. Watching the sunset, like really simple things. We have some picnics. A little bit more drastic and let's call it chaotic things, but you know, for the most part we like to make everything as attainable as possible. That's a little bit about our bucket list. And then the last segment that we wanted to kind of touch on is, it's called, we've actually named it Ask the Spare.
This might be one of my favorite topics that we're gonna touch upon.
This is a fun topic. This is where we want to interact with the audience. This is where we want to hear from you. We want, you know, we want to hear questions. We want to hear stories. We want to, you know, be able to kind of talk things through. We want to hopefully offer some advice. You know, maybe your partner doesn't like your dog, or, you know, you're in a relationship and you're thinking about getting more than one pet. Yeah. What does that look like? We've made mistakes in our time, in our relationship, in our, you know, time as pet parents. And we've learned a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Some things we still have yet to learn from.
Like dogs can't see in the dark.
That's a story for another day. But there's a lot that we've learned, a lot we're still learning, and we hope that we can really help people navigate that, because we're still figuring it out. Yeah. But we hope that, you know, with our experience and what we've kind of gone through, we're able to at least offer some advice to people and hopefully be able to steer people in the right direction.
Yeah.
If we steer you in the wrong direction, I'm sorry in advance.
Yeah, we're not saying our way is the right way, but hopefully something we say you can use in your future or relate to in your past.
And I'm telling you, we are by no means calling ourselves experts in any topics. No. We just, you know, we've seen a lot of things, we've been through a lot of things, and we hope that, you know, whatever we have been through, or at least offer some sort of tidbit of wisdom, let's call it.
Lots and lots of wisdom.
To wrap it up, why don't we give a little bit of the story of how we met? Just give people, you know, a little bit of insight into our lives.
Long, long ago.
It was like 7 years ago.
It was what, 2018? 2017 we met.
We've talked about this. We met in 2017. We started dating in 2018. And why was that?
We were friends before. And we'll put it in the very, very simple terms. We were friends for 6-8 months before we started dating.
About, yeah.
Yeah. And to put it lightly, don't ever stop chasing your dreams.
Am I your dreams?
You are my dreams.
That's really sweet. So Cora used to bartend at a staple bar in Vermont called What Ails You. It is a classic for University of Vermont students, graduates, Burlington residents. Yes, let's call it the place to be. And Corey bartended at the time, and he could get me free drinks. And
all on my tab.
And so Corey bartended, and every night Corey would love to end his night with a round of shots.
Yeah.
And it was a great part of the night, ended the night fantastic. However, I had a habit of once I was done with the shots that he had provided, I would just, you know, take off.
No. You wouldn't just take off. You were like Forrest Gump, just.
I was on a mission.
You would look one way and look back and she is gone.
I went into the darkness. Yeah. I was just out in the darkness. I was a wanderer.
You were a wanderer.
When I drank, I used to wander.
You were a social butterfly.
You were a runner, though.
I was a runner.
I was a wanderer. You were a runner. Remember that time you took your flip-flops off, ran through the fountain, and took off down the street, and I couldn't find you, and you were at home, passed out?
Yeah. The quicker you get home, the quicker you go to sleep. Logic.
Anyway, 6 months of that, and finally we got together, and we were inseparable ever since. Mm-hmm. We moved in together after 3 months. A lot of people had, you know, a lot of opinions on that, whether it was mostly judgmental, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But I also think that one thing that I like to talk about, and I'm sure we'll talk about more, is the concept of timelines and the fact that I think timelines are outdated. I think everyone runs on their own timeline. I think what works for you works for you. And I think that there's no right or wrong. I think there's an outdated concept of like, you have to be with each other for a certain amount of time before you meet parents or move in together or get engaged. I think as long as you're on the same page as your partner, I don't think it matters.
If it fits, it fits.
Corey.
We'll retract that statement. If
I will also be honest, I have the maturity of a 12-year-old boy. But yes, the concept is if it works for you, it works for you. Yeah. As long as you and your partner are on the same page, it should not matter. Yeah. I mean, you shouldn't let someone else dictate or tell you, you know, oh, you've only been talking for X amount of time. That's really quick. People can have that opinion, and I'm sure they will. But the biggest thing is not to let those opinions run your relationship, because other people don't run your relationship. You run your relationship. Yeah. And if it's going to work, it's going to work. And if it's not going to work, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
So that's our little tidbit for the day.
I had a question for you.
Yeah.
When did you know?
That's a great question. When did I know? You know what? I knew like when I was going to marry you or when I wanted to like be in a relationship with you. Because those are two different questions.
We'll start with the first one.
When I wanted to
be in a relationship.
I think it's just when I found myself like thinking about you all the time and thinking like, I want to spend time with you. Mm-hmm. I want to hang out with you. You know, I want to get to know you outside of, you know, the drinking culture at college, which I think is a big thing in college. Yeah. Is like you spend most of your time with people at bars or out. You don't really spend time with people getting to know them. So I think that was a big thing for me. Yeah. It was just wanting to get to know you outside of just standard drinking culture.
Yeah, I think it was very easy. We talk about this all the time. It's like when you don't have to pretend to be someone, it's just like we could just naturally be who we are with each other. Funny, goofy, chaotic.
Unhinged.
Unhinged.
I don't know if there was a moment for me when I knew I wanted to marry you. I think I just didn't want to be away from you. Maybe that's a better way to put it. Like, I just didn't want to not be with you. Okay. I don't know if that's like the right way to put it, but it's more, you get what I'm saying? Like, there was a moment where I wanted to be in my company. Like, yeah, where I was like, I cannot picture the rest of my life without this human being. Like I guess it's not a moment, but it was a time of my life when I was, and this was, you know, after the honeymoon stage, which I think is hard to tell anything during that stage. But I think for us, at least for me, it was just spending time with you in every aspect of your life, with your family. You know, I love your family.
As soon as Emma entered in the picture, I think all texts got directed towards you and not towards me.
Yeah, his family does not text him. They only text me. First of all, it's because you suck at responding to text messages.
I'll agree with that. I mean, look at today.
Well, you lost your phone.
I went for a 4-hour trip around Fort Lauderdale because I couldn't find my phone.
Where was it?
It was in the back seat. I don't know, but how did it get in the back seat?
Well, you put it there.
No, I think Maverick stole it. He was back there.
Don't blame the puppy.
Always blame the puppy. He's no. cute. He can get away with anything.
I mean, that's true. He gets away with everything. If you want to talk about a dog that gets away with literally everything, mm-hmm. That dog took a chunk out of our really nice carpet. I'm sorry, Ellen.
Yeah, Ellen, if you listen to this, skip forward.
He took a massive chunk out of the carpet. It's fixable, but...
But how did you react?
I couldn't get mad.
I was coming home from work, and I like to call Emma as soon as I'm done with work on the car ride home. And first thing she goes, "You're going to be so mad at Maverick." I was like, "Oh no, what did he do?" She goes, "Well, you know that nice, expensive carpet we have in the living room? Yeah, he took a big chunk all the way down through it." I go, "What did you do?" She goes, "Nothing. He's too cute to get mad at."
No, I bet her apple sprayed it.
Did that work?
Yeah. No, actually, it did not work.
Because there's another spot.
Because he went
here.
To a different spot. It worked for that spot.
Yeah.
But all that aside, we have a lot of stories. We have a lot of, you know, craziness in our lives. And we're so excited to share all of this with you. This is a project we've been wanting to... Blue would like to say something.
Anything to say?
This is a project we've been wanting to work on for so long, yeah. And we are very excited to get everything started. Mm-hmm. Our first real episode is going to launch next week, so get ready for that. There's a lot to cover. We're not going to tell you the topic we're going to cover now because yeah. we don't want to ruin it for you.
Yeah.
Just join us next week. We'll reveal the launch time later this week on social media. If you're not already following us on social media, on Instagram, we are... I'm Blue the Siberian. And on TikTok, we are the same name with an extra N at the end of the username because someone else took my username.
Mm-hmm. Haven't been active since 2012. I don't even know if TikTok is
TikTok
around that
was
long.
Not around in 2012.
Yeah. See, this shows my social media knowledge. If you want to know, she is the brains behind everything. I will give her all the credit.
To be fair, I've also been in corporate social media for six plus years now. So I have some actual experience with social media. And, you know, I think that was a big part of, you know, what I brought into mm-hmm. this. But, you know.
She's coaching me up. We're trying.
I'm trying.
We had an hour-long crash course on YouTube last week.
How's it going?
Not good. Not good. There's too many buttons.
But anyway, we are excited to have everyone here. The boys are excited to have everyone here. If you have questions for us for our first initial episode, email us at unhingedpodcast@goldenhuskyboys.com. Shoot us an email with any questions you might have, any stories, advice you need. Give us a shout and we'll make sure to hopefully cover off at least on two or three questions next week. And we can't wait to see you then.
Yeah, please, please email or write us your questions. We want to make sure that we're relatable and we're answering your questions. And they could be things that we don't think of or topics that we want to cover. You have something to say, Blue?
Blue, you want to say something? Blue's throwing a tantrum as we speak. Can you say goodbye? Blue's going to say goodbye to everybody.
Take us out, buddy.
Things are about to get very chaotic here, so we're gonna call it a night, but we will see you all next week, and thanks for joining our pilot episode.
Thank you.
See you soon.